This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to reporters' questions about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying, in his words, it's a big mistake amid the pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19 despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. The U.S. House of Representatives canceled its planned Thursday session after the Capitol Police warned of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the building and threat that echoed the deadly January 6 attack. Authorities have said right-wing extremists were part of a mob of supporters of former President Trump that stormed the Capitol in January, interrupting the formal congressional certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. Thursday marks the date when some right-wing conspiracy theorists have falsely claimed that Trump, defeated by Biden in the November 3rd election, will be sworn in for a second term. The Justice Department has charged more than 300 people with taking part in the Capitol siege, in which five people, including a police officer, were killed. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The top intelligence officials of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security made a troubling acknowledgement Wednesday in congressional testimony. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of former President Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack, and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with a review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. Cuomo said his behavior toward the women who have accused him of misconduct was unintentional and maintained that he never touched anyone inappropriately. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerged after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through nursing homes. New York State politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely governed through intimidation. The Pentagon says a U.S. contractor died Wednesday when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. Speaking to reporters, President Biden said the rocket strike is being investigated. Biden added, "We're identifying who's responsible and we'll make judgments from that point." The rocket attack was the first since the United States struck Iran's aligned militia targets along the Syria-Iraq border last week, killing one militiaman and stoking fears of another cycle of tit-for-tat attacks that happened more than a year ago. Iraq beefed up security this week as Pope Francis prepares to make his first ever trip to the country. Police were deployed on the streets of Baghdad while troops set up checkpoints around the churches that the pontiff will visit. He's due to arrive on Friday and stay until Monday on a tour that will focus on the difficulties faced by Iraq's hard-pressed Christian community. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.